Hello everyone. I hope you've been enjoying all the amazing talks at FOSDEM so far, and thank you for joining the session called Mission Threading for All. I'd like to talk to you about what I have been up to in the past few months. So most of you will be familiar with this application. It is a screenshot of Element Web where you can communicate securely over the Matrix protocol. And something that you might have wished for and that we wanted to build for a very long time is the ability to have threaded conversation. It is something that has become a bit more ubiquitous in the chat application landscape, and we think that it's a great addition to Element and Matrix overall. And this is not just me saying that. We have this issue dating all the way back to 2016, that has more than 300 comments on it, and that has been seeing activity from 120 different participants. So, needless to say, that this is a very anticipated and requested feature. So, I'm glad that we actually have a solution today for this problem. So I'm Germain. By day, I'm an engineer working at Element, specifically on the web platform and also contributing to Matrix. And by night, I volunteer with CodeBar, which is a charity who wants to build a more diverse tech community. And we're doing that by running free regular programming workshops for people that are underrepresented in the industry. So if you're interested and want to give a bit of your time to help others doing that, you should consider joining one of our virtual events. And today we'll go over three main topics: how to bring threads to Element, what are the goals of that project, and how can we make it a success. Then we have to look at what Matrix is capable of today, and whether we can build a viable, like, thread experience using what's in the protocol as we speak. And then we have to specify how threads work for everyone to be able to replicate this and build that in their own clients or bridges or any other system that uses Matrix. So I have not been working by myself on this. There's been an amazing team working with me, with someone working on the Synapse side of things, someone contributing to Android, to iOS, and we've had a lot of input from product managers and designers to help us, like, build something that is coherent and will be useful to everyone. So the first thing is, are those project goals. We've identified three main ones, and there's probably more things that could be done, but we think that launching threads with this can be really useful. So the three goals are to declutter the main feeds, to keep topics together, and to make catching up easier. Some of you might have been in the Matrix HQ room, and it can be sometimes a bit difficult to follow conversations that are happening in parallel. You will have messages going back and forth, and you don't necessarily know whether the last message is related to the one before that, or whether that's part of another conversation. Threads will help you to essentially take some of this conversation away from the main timeline and put them in their own little container to prevent this kind of, like, cross communications in high traffic rooms. And in here, we're really focusing threads on the instant messaging use case. There's more things that can be done. A good example of that would be Cerulean, which essentially creates an experience that is a bit more Twitter-like. And this is something that would be possible in the future, but not involved in this initial, like, discovery and feature building that we've done. But if you want to try it for yourself, it's available today in develop.element.io, where we have all of the upcoming features that are deployed. So if you go there, you can go in your user settings. You'll have a little tab called Labs on the left. And in there, you'll find threaded messaging. So if you toggle that on, you'll be able to use threads today. So let's have a look at how threads work in Element. So you have screenshots of the three platforms, the web on the left, iOS in the middle, and Android on the right-hand side. And you have this message action bar that lets you create a thread. Once you click on it on the web, you will have a sidebar that opens on the right-hand side. And on mobile, you will have a new view that pops in. And in there, you'll see a timeline of all of the threaded messages in that conversation. And you can expect to have all of the events that you can send in a normal room can also be sent in threads. So whether you want to reply some text or whether you want to send an image or a file, all of that will be available to you in a thread. But to help with catching up, we've created as well this thread list where on the top right, you will find a thread icon, and upon clicking it, you will have a